Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. So here I am beside Regent's Park, London, and I'm outside the house where Elizabeth Bowen spent some of the years of her life. So Elizabeth Bowen was a celebrated British novelist of the 20th century. So she's born in Dublin, and yes, she's Irish, and obviously there need be absolutely no contradiction between being Irish and being British. She's born there in 1899. Her father was a well-to-do barrister. She was baptised into the Church of Ireland. So that was a church comprising perhaps 12% of the Irish population. But Church of Ireland members, they predominated amongst the upper class, quite a few of the middle class. There weren't that many working class people. And so her ancestors had shifted to Ireland from Wales and England in the 16th century. So although she spent a lot of her life in Dublin when she was little, famously she published that book, sort of Seven Winters, certainly the winter she spent there. She published that book in 1942. It was the family seat was in Cork. So she often spent time there, a house called Bowen's Court, which I think still stands. So she had a couple of siblings, and all was going well. Her father was stricken by mental illness. This was to become a theme in her fiction. Anyway, so they still didn't lack for that much money. She did start living in England, in Hythe, on the southern coast of England. Went to a very pucker girls' school called Down House, which still exists, which is a bit to the west of London. Anyway, and then she didn't go to university. Very few women did in those days. She doesn't seem to be involved in the First World War. I mean, even as a whatever, volunteering in any capacity. But she really became a full-time writer, and she got married when she was in her 20s. But she and her husband, they got on very well, but there was no physical aspect to her marriage. Nevertheless, she had numerous extramarital affairs. She never had any children. Why, I'm not sure, because obviously in those days you think having children was definitely part of it. Didn't even seem to be an option, not having children. What else are going to say about her? Because that's the house behind. But I'll show you more of this white stuccoed splendor here. Anyway, so she worked for the Ministry of Information during the Second World War, but here in the United Kingdom. She's obviously divided her time between London and Ireland, going back to the family seat, and she did inherit Bowen's Court. She's the only woman ever to do so. And so she published numerous works of fiction. The Last September, published 1929, is perhaps the most famous one, and it's looking back about 10 years. So when she was almost out of adolescence, looking at the troubled times in Ireland just after the First World War, when the Irish Republican Army launched an insurrection against the United Kingdom, of which the whole of Ireland was part and parcel at that time. Anyway, it's got so various characters there, set somewhere in the southern Irish countryside from which she hailed, and okay, she's born in Bolia Aclea. Looking obviously at the complex interplay of personalities and identities in a time of conflict when castles are crumbling and the union is crumbling and so on. Cocking a snook at some of the stereotypes, showing things are not the way that they're really perceived to be. That there's often two sides to things. There's the outward appearance and then there's the inward reality. It's a theme that she's to explore in her fiction quite a bit. But she published numerous other books. She also wrote for documentaries. She went to the United States in the 1950s giving readings, raising money to save her home. So this is where she lived from 1935 to 1952. And what a magnificent house it is from the early 18th century on Clarence Terrace, because it's right across the street from Regent's Park. It's an NW postcode, it's in northwest. We're not far northwest at all, because just down there is Baker Street, as in 221B Baker Street of Sherlock Holmes. And that's Regent's Park, as in the Prince Regent, as in it was laid out as a park for him. So she lived on until, when was it, 1970 something, where she died, but she's buried back in Cork and there's a memorial to her. So she's the subject of numerous biographies, including one by Victoria Glendinning only a few years after she died. I've not seen any video footage of Elizabeth Bowen, but apparently she spoke with a cut glass accent, as you probably would have expected from someone from her social background at the time. I mean, there was a huge gulf in the social classes in those times, and the Irish upper class, they often spoke in received pronunciation when she was around. So she moved in Bloomsbury circles. We're not very far from Bloomsbury Square. The Bloomsbury set being this informal group of left-wing intellectuals in the early 20th century, from roughly 1900 to 1950. Like, who would they be? Well, Bertrand Russell, perhaps. John Maynard Keynes. The Sitwells. Virginia Woolf. She was a good friend of Virginia Woolf. Morris Borah, and so on. So, as for her opinions, Elizabeth Bowen was a small C conservative, not actually a member of the Conservative Party, very influenced by the writings of her fellow Irish person, Edmund Burke, and so on, wanting to preserve what was best in society, perceiving society as being a compact between the dead, the living, and the as yet unborn, and so on. That we needed continuity, people are sentimental and emotional much more than they are rational, we must bear this in mind. So that is Elizabeth Bowen, a writer whom I would warmly recommend to you. And indeed, there was a, I think it's a 1980s RTE television film, The Last September, which is really a dramatization of her novel. I don't think she ever wrote any screenplays or play scripts herself, and did not turn her hand to poesy. But someone who lived through a time of such transition there in Ireland at the time. I've never been to her grave, and obviously her lifetime didn't quite overlap with mine. But I think she was born in the reign of Queen Victoria, and died, well, you know, when the modern troubles had started, when Eamon de Valera was there. Right, so she was not someone of any sectarian feeling, not so far as I know. So thank you so much for my channel, and please subscribe, and what else? Yeah, donate with the greatest possible liberality on PayPal and Patreon. You can find me on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. I remember I do lessons in history, politics, religious studies, French, English, foreign language, IELTS. And anything of that nature, citizenship for like GCSE, A-level, AS-level, and all sorts of exams. I help people with dissertations and with essays, interview practice, elocution. I'm a tour guide in Londinium, and some people wrote to me before coronavirus wanting to come here and have guided tours of London or nearby towns. But now that normality has returned and there's no need for test and trace, there's no need for these anything like that. No need to be isolated in a hotel. So do come along. The pandemic is long since over. And I will give you a tour. And in token of which, the coronavirus thing being long since over, look at this. Thank you, NHS. Thank you, our Kiwi workers, as in National Health Service. So that is Regent's Park behind me I was talking about, as in for the Prince Regent, King George the Fourth. I know this was Clarence Terrace, and King George the Fourth's younger brother. He was the Duke of Clarence. So that's why there's Clarence Terrace, the cursed title. Right, thank you for watching, everyone. So goodbye from Londinium. Toodaloo, and make sure you subscribe and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and all the rest of it.